Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello and welcome back to the U Up Podcast. I'm Jordana Abraham.
And I am Jared Fried. It is so good to be back here with you, Jordana. How are you? What's happening? Right now, you're on a spectacular Greek vacation. We're taping ahead of time.
No, right now I'm back, hopefully.
Oh, you're back. Okay.
Hopefully I've gone, and this episode comes out on what? The 25th, I think?
It looks like it.
Yeah. So I'm back. I'm sure I had a great trip.
Yes, we're positive. And you're sprinting towards the wedding. This is the trip that gets you into the mindset, right?
I think so. Or the fun and games are over, and now I have to be on my wedding prep.
Get to work,
psycho self. Yeah.
Well, we're excited you're back, and we're excited the listeners are back because we got another quick hits episode. That's right, Jordana. We're doing quick hits. We got 10 questions in front of us. They are all social media and dating related. So if you're out there and you're dating or you know someone who's dating and they're on social media, that might be a few of you.
You know, yeah, this is the perfect episode to give to someone who like was in a long-term relationship before social media aired.
Totally.
And then suddenly they're back and they're like, oh my God, I'm an alien because I don't know any of the things that they're humans are currently doing.
Yeah, like a caveman that was unfrozen and brought into 2021.
Like imagine if like your parents got divorced and then they were like dating.
This is the perfect episode for mom. Okay. And it's like, here's the other thing. It's the perfect episode for everyone because I'm just going to say this right now. I have come up with actionable items for every question.
Oh, are we playing stupid idea or not stupid idea?
Well, I don't want to call them stupid ideas now because I'm getting frustrated with the listeners, okay? Because I guess this is how doctors feel. Because I'm going to give, and Jordana, you're going to work it out with me. You're going to respond and let me know what you think of these things. And I got the clay and I've kind of, you know, formed it into something, and you and I are going to make it into a statue. And what happens is I give out the actual item and someone hears it and they do it halfway because our audience wants an answer. So many people write in, they're like, does he like me or does he not like me? And it's like, nobody answers that question directly. So we're going to give you some kind of maneuvers that are going to be able to get that squozin' out of them.
Okay.
And so what happens is I'll be like, you should text this. And then the person will write back. So should I text this? And I'm like, that's not what I just fucking said. You know, and it's got to be like when a doctor's like, yeah, diet and exercise. And someone looks at them and they're like, fit tea? No.
That's not what I said. Diet Coke?
Yeah. No, I said diet and exercise because I was writing this down before and I was like, as I'm writing them, I'm like, they're never going to do this. They're never going to do this. But they do want these answers because these are questions from our Instagram account that everyone should be following so you can catch the next time we do a question box. Maddie's putting up a question box for our Quick Hits episode. So like,
yeah, you need to follow the Instagram because you get to submit questions like this. And there's a whole bunch of other really great, funny content at You Up Pod on Instagram. Yeah, I think it's very, it reminds me of that, what you're saying is true. It reminds me of like when I took driver's ed and the instructor would always be like, I remember asking a question. I'm like, well, how do you know if like it's okay to make a left or like not? He's like, that's just judgment. And you can't teach that. I'm like, well, one, I guess that's not really helpful. I guess I'll just wing it. But also like, it's kind of like that with this. It's like, I can give you like the rules of the road, but at the end, but there is a sense of like, judgment in the moment. You can't have someone texting over your shoulder. You've got to like understand the concept behind what you're doing.
Yes, and you have to do it and then review what happens in return. You have to listen to the unsaid things and make a decision for yourself. No guy or woman or anyone you're in a relationship is going to look at you. Very rarely do people look at you and go, I would like to fuck you, but I would not like to date you. And a lot of right. these scenarios come down to that. Even when I just said that, I could see Jordana cringe at hearing.
Yeah.
And it's but that is the honest truth. There's a lot of people out there. These questions all kind of come from this middle ground of like, you know, we're here, but, you know, I want to be here and I don't know how they feel. And it's like you can't find out how someone else feels. You have to establish how you feel and then you make a move and then they make a move and you judge them on that move.
Right. And you can you can only control what you can control, which is how you feel and what you ask for. And the rest is you just is you taking in information and making a decision based on that. And I think what with this podcast, again, is really about, I've said it before, is about being an educated, you talk about educated consumer, an educated yes. dater. So absolutely. We're giving you the tools to like the right questions to ask, the right things to consider when you're doing this.
I have been someone in every one of these questions today. I have been either party.
Okay.
I don't know. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like in every single one of these quick hit questions, I have been in one of the shoes. So I am giving you an answer that it might be icky, it might be honest, but it's honest. So you're going right. to hear it, and it's an answer that the person you're dealing with, they ain't going to give it. Sorry, sister.
I like we're going to give it.
Sister. Yeah, I like when people say sister to get sassy at the end of something serious.
Sister?
Yeah, I like something like this. They always do that, like, and I'm going to tell you. And I ain't sorry, sister.
You know, the Dorinda medley, you know. I'll tell you how I'm doing. Not well, bitch.
You guys got to make a not well, bitch hat or t-shirt. I want that.
I think she's probably already done that.
Okay.
Should we just jump right into them?
Let's do it. And listen, if you have a question for our regular podcast, UUP@Betches.com. But most importantly, this episode, this is all about the Instagram, @YouUpPod. Follow that account because that's where these questions come from. These are real people, real listeners, real questions, real problems. It could be you. Your divorced mom needs to hear this episode. Share it with her. Okay.
Yes. Okay. Question one, the quintessential social media question. How do you slide into the DMs without it seeming weird or like you just want to hook up?
Okay. So let me start with, I take these questions very literally. Mm-hmm. How do you slide into the DMs? That's easy. Without it seeming weird. Okay, let's take that little sentence. It's never going to be weird to the person.
Well.
Like within reason. Let's all just agree
right.
that we are
within
all.
Within reason.
If you're listening to this, you go out every day and you don't shit in the street. So you're not a crazy person. You are right of mind. So
I would say for the females DMing men, sure, not going to be weird. There's a lot of weird things that guys could say when sliding into your DMs. I'm going to
give
them that.
Very, very fair. Well, that penis is the one that likes to shit in the street, I guess. That's fair. Okay. Or like you just want to hook up. Okay. A DM slide will always be taken from my end as a guy as, oh shit, this chick wants to hook up. That you can't avoid that reality.
Immediate. Is it akin to the Bumble, hey?
Well, this is why. No, this
is the same. Is it the same thing?
This is akin to Bumble. To me, like this is going to be an anti-ad for Bumble. Every man loves Bumble because you own a thought in the other person's head. You own that they liked you enough to go, ooh me, pick me. So it's another level. Matching is an even playing field. We both know each other is attractive.
Okay.
Saying hi first, and again, I am a proponent of shooting your shot and sending the text, but admit to the reality that other person knows you like them enough to make a move.
Right.
That is a next level.
But how, if I'm, you know, if I see someone on Instagram and I want to like go on a date with them.
Sure.
I don't just want to hook up with them. I want to go out with them. Is there a difference in what I might DM them?
Here's my feedback to that, because that's a very good question. What they want doesn't matter. So just know, as a guy, you DM me, hey, what's up? That means you want to hook up with me, in my mind. Okay, whether that's right or wrong.
Okay.
Whether that's right or wrong doesn't matter. That's just how I feel. Oh, let's see if this, oh, is this chick hot to me? Because she wants to hook up with me. That's my first feeling. That's not my first, you know, I don't go with that feeling. The weirdos, you know, they go down the line. You know, but even a respectful guy is going to go, oh, fuck. Am I into her enough to want to fuck this chick?
Okay. So first, step one. Okay.
Step one. That's so, step one.
Step one, have a public profile is what I would say, right?
Here's my response to that. Okay. Whatever you have informationally, they should have. So if you met out at a bar and then you found them on social media and their profile is private, then yours can be private.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
So, but if you came across their profile via a friend and they have a public profile and yours is private, you should be private. They should have the information that you have.
Okay. So what if it was like you, for example? So you're public. They should be public.
They should be public. That's how it starts at that. Okay. So now what they want and what I want, I'm saying hypothetically me, what I want doesn't matter. What you said is so perfect. If someone DM slides and you want a date, okay, you have to leave a message with one directive, only one. Okay, so it's I want date is your directive. Men are stupid and simple creatures.
Imagining all the DMs pouring into your inbox right now.
This isn't about me.
Me want date.
I'm telling you what I want so that you can go DM slide whoever the fuck you want. So Okay. So now you send one directive and it's something like this. So if you want a drink, you want a date, here's the text. Hey, sorry if this is weird, but I felt like we would have fun based on your profile. Here's my number. Shoot me a text if you'd like to do drinks in the next couple of weeks.
That's the I want a date. Okay.
But whatever it is, that's the same message. Insert whatever you want there. So like, but you have to, because when you give one directive, then that's the answer to your question.
Whether or not you're putting it in their court then, but they have to do something very specific.
Yes. So it's either drinks or nah, dude.
Right.
You know, if they ignore, hey, sorry, like if I got, hey, sorry if this is weird, but I felt like we would have fun based on your profile. Here's my number. Shoot me a text if you'd like to do drinks in the next couple of weeks. If they saw that and they went, well, how's your weekend? Goodbye. They're trying to string it along. They're trying to keep you along as an option because that puts a clock on it. That's next couple of weeks, one date.
If they've been very clear directions on what to do if they want to see you.
Totally.
But my question is, in terms of the public profile, someone DM'd like you that, or like even someone who was private, if they DM'd them that, how would they know like what they look like or what they're like, who they like? I don't understand how you DM someone when your profile is public and expect them to just be like, yeah, I'll go on it. Like they don't know what you look like.
What do you mean? I if your profile is public, then you're good to
go. No, I'm saying what if it's private?
You got to make it public. The only way it's private is there is a scenario, and this happens a lot, where you meet someone at a bar through friends, and then you go, I thought we kind of hit it off, but I never got a number.
Then you've already met, right?
Then you've already met. Then enough information has been had. So a lot of people lean, and this is going back to my doctor thing, where people don't take the advice. They want to lean on the answer or the process that gets them the softest response. And the softest response usually is someone taking advantage of you to string it out towards a hookup and what they want.
Right. Well, you're basically doing is you're forcing them, if they're interested, to do a minimal effort situation, which is taking your number and actually texting it. And if someone can't pass that threshold, they're either just trying to hook up with you or they're never going to see you.
Yeah. Or they're... they're doing the thing where they're like, you know, they're hot and I'd fuck, but right. I don't want to do an hour of drinks. Like, that is how low the bar is that they don't even want to step over. And I know hearing that might seem personal, but everyone's doing that, male or female. Everyone right. doing that thing of like, you know, I would, but do I want to leave my couch?
Right. And what is the DM if you are just down to hook up?
Hey, I'm out right now. Come meet me. I'm at this bar. I think you got to like, okay. you know, I think hookup DMs are immediate. I'm out Saturday night. You live in New York. You seem cool. I'm with a couple friends. Come on out. Like, I
got it. They're like, you know, like, this is what I'm doing in the moment instantly.
Totally. And
come or don't. What's, okay.
Come or don't. And oh, he will be coming. No, I, but I,
right.
I think in that scenario, it's interesting because you'll see that guys won't come out and they'll still try to text you. And right. that guy's not for real either. He's not doing exactly what you asked for. Like, I've been that guy where someone's like, come out right now, I'm out. And I'll go, and then.
But what if you're busy?
No one's, they'll, if they are busy, I don't even believe in that. Then push it
to
next
time. No one's too busy to have sex?
Well, I would say.
Like, what if they're with their friend? They're not going to like, oh, someone random from the internet DM me. I got to leave to go meet up with them.
You put it away for next time. I guess we'll see if our paths cross in the future. Or okay. Because what people do is they'll go, with that scenario, what's annoying is I'm out, come meet me. And then you go, hey, I'm out of town, I can't. And they go, so drinks this week? And it's like, whoa, what the fuck just happened?
Right. That wasn't what I'm looking
for. No.
Trapped.
You came in, yeah. You came in here with a meetup now, and now it's 2 hours of drink. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, again.
But at least now they know they could probably DM you to meet out, and you'd probably be down.
Well, get personally offended when the drinks are not there. You know.
I think if you're DMing to hook up, you can't get personally offended, like, no matter what happens. To me, that's, like, the essence of the casualness of DMing to hook up.
I totally agree, but I'm telling you, the scenario we just laughed about happens all the time. Hey, I'm out with friends. Are you out? No, I'm actually busy and I can't do. Okay, drinks Tuesday. What? That's a different
right.
DM.
Now it's like you're forced to reject someone for a date that you didn't even contact.
Totally. And then it's like, what do you write back? Well, I would have tonight after six drinks.
Right.
But you know, like we shouldn't put people in a position to be as honest as they fucking have to be, because they don't want to be. You
right.
get nice over honest 99% of the time.
I think that's great advice. I feel like if I were single and I were looking to DM someone, I would have the tools to do this right
now. And the frustrating part about the DM slide is everyone thinks a DM slide is to someone with a following. That's not the case. You
definitely
can DM
not.
Slide
yeah.
anybody.
Anyone.
So like, and so I don't want this to get confusing. Like, I know we're joking around. Like, it's like, oh, my DMs. Like, I'm not looking. I'm just giving you.
No,
tools.
I'm just saying, giving you that. I'm just talking. I know that, like, this is for the layperson. I'm just saying, like,
the peasants.
from your personal experience, what would this mean to you as someone
totally.
Who is single and has encountered the DM slide?
If you're listening to this podcast right now, you are welcome. We are giving you rubies and gems, and that's why you should make sure to share this with a friend.
If you're on TikTok like me, I'm sure you've seen people obsessing over Sol de Janeiro and their perfume mists. Sol de Janeiro's fragrances are inspired by cheirosa, a Portuguese word that means to smell incredibly delicious. Designed by master perfumers, their fragrances are unique and complex. They incorporate high-quality floral, amber, and wood notes with gourmand undertones for a completely immersive fragrance experience. And believe me, they are worth the hype. Cheirosa 62 Perfume Mist, this scent brings the warm feeling of summer to no matter the season, with silky vanilla, subtle florals, and creamy sandalwood for a beachy vibe anytime. It brightens your day. And you got to use the products at night. Go out, get your sexy on, get dressed up. I love these mists. And if you've been wanting to try these viral products yourself, there's never been a better time. Right now, Sol de Janeiro is offering listeners 10% off on their first order on soldejaneiro.com and free shipping with code UUP10. That's SOLDEJANEIRO.com. Promo code UUP10. Soldejaneiro.com. Promo code UUP10.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you to achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
We got 9 more questions. You ready, Jordana?
I'm ready. Okay. When is the right time to make it Insta official? Do I have to ask first? That is a good one.
I believe if you feel it's time, then it's time.
So if you feel it's time, you can take a picture of the two of you, post it on Instagram, tag them, and you don't have to discuss it with them.
Yes. Yes. I don't think anyone's going to do that, but yes. Like, I think you're not crazy. You are right of mind. You are sound of mind. You go out every day. Just remember, you never shit in the street. So
okay.
This is our level of crazy. But I'm just saying, a lot of women that write in, they're like, if you're asking this question, that means it's time. Don't you think, Jordana?
Well, I personally wouldn't post anyone that I wasn't in a relationship with. So that's like
me neither.
That's the thing. Right. Yeah.
But that's what I'm trusting. I'm trusting that people are like, I don't want to have to unbutton that shirt. Especially women. Women have to deal with so much more social questions and judgment for when a relationship ends than a man. A man, a relationship ending, high fives and are you going back on Tinder? You know, like woman relationship ending, some aunt shows up out of nowhere and is like, will you ever find love? And you're like, get the fuck out of here, Aunt Stacey.
Yeah, no one wants to deal with that. That's why as someone dating, I didn't tell many people when I was dating someone until it became like a real thing.
Totally. That's why I trust any listener who's like, it's time. That means it's probably a month late.
And here's the thing. If you do it and they have a negative reaction, that tells you a lot more than you would know in any other situation. So there's no reason not to do it.
This goes back to the doctor scenario. Diet and exercise. Diet Coke? No. Do you want the answer or do you not? For the people, so if you're out there wondering, should we make it Instagram official? Get the picture, post it right now.
That'll tell you more than anything that we could tell you in an email. The reaction to that.
If you want a side door entrance into it, I have an idea.
Okay, let's hear it.
Okay.
Okay.
If you feel it's time, here's what you do. I call it the Trojan horse. You send your best friend a picture of you and your guy or you and your lady, okay?
Okay.
Your best friend, you say to them, can you text, can you post this at 6 a.m. on Monday morning?
On their own personal feed.
On their personal feed. It's your best friend. Okay. Your best friend. So it's not weird.
Why would you post a picture of another couple?
It doesn't. This is not. No guy is going to ask that question. I'm telling you right now. So you have your friend. You say, hey, I need you to post this at 6 a.m. on Monday morning. Okay. Then you text and then they have to caption it. I love these two. Okay. So you don't say these two. You don't even say couple. You don't say couple. You don't make it relate. You just say, I love these two.
Okay.
So these two is like this guy, you know, it's like the side door to they're together. Okay. Okay. Now you text at 6:10 a.m. or what? 7 a.m. You text the guy you're with. OMG. I love this picture of us. I'm going to repost it. And then you catch him Monday morning sober. And he's like, he either has to say, no, 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 stop. Or he lets it happen. And then you have your friend delete the picture like an hour later.
Why do you even need the friend for this? Can't you just be like, oh, I have this picture of us. Like, this is so cute. I think I'm going to post it.
It puts it on the friend. This is because it's not like you've been. I think a lot of people worry. The reason I was giving this advice is that a lot of people worry. And it's like, I care too much about Instagram.
Okay.
You know, I don't want to look like I care too much about social media. So this is like your friend cares too much about social media and you got surprised by it. And that's what spurred you to even think of a picture of you two being together. Oh, my God. I love this picture of us. Right. I'm going to repost it. Is that cool? You can even say, is that cool?
I would say if you're in a gray area, great move. But if you're in a relationship, I do think you could say, I'm going to post this one. But do you like the way you look? Because I'm going to put, I think that's another one you get to be like.
Totally.
If you don't want to, if you don't want to fully go through with actually posting it and then seeing the reaction and everyone else can see it too, you could say, you look so cute here. We look so cute here. I think I'm going to post this one. Do you approve?
But here's what the friend thing does. The friend thing does, it shows that, okay, the world knows you're together. Like, because if you're asking this question, I think it's a month late. You should have been Insta official a month ago.
Yes.
So there are answers you need. So if a friend sends it to you, now he's like, ah, shit, everyone knows we're together. Like, we're there, you know, like everyone, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's a public relationship. You can't, he can't ignore that. It's not you saying it. It's the public. It's the town square. So then when you say, oh my God, I love this picture. Yeah, the friend group loves you. You know, it's like it's a version of that. So,
okay.
And it's approved by another woman who thinks you both look great. Oh my God, she thought we look so good.
So adorable.
Totes adorbs. See, these are actionable. They're tough.
There you go.
The medicine don't taste good all the time, people.
Yeah. I would say the right time is when you have the right picture.
That's right. And your friend is saying, that's the right picture. It wasn't even you. Okay, let's do another.
Best way to respond when a match asks for your Instagram, but you don't want to share it.
Okay. They're doing this because they're still deciding on you. Let me just let you know why.
You're waitlisted.
It's like me at the Soho House.
Yeah.
And if you're listening, Soho House, let me the fuck in. I need a pool. There's a month left in summer. Okay.
Soho House texted you. What is your Instagram handle? You'd know you were on the board. The board is still reviewing.
This is not a story for this podcast because people will think I'm the worst person ever, but I kind of had that happen. So I basically got treated like the Russians that weren't going to get in the fraternity there. Okay. So, okay. If a match asks you for your IG, they are reviewing you. Okay. They might only need to be connected to you on Instagram. Let me give that as a preface.
Meaning what?
The underspoken about thing with dating apps is that there's people on there just to get the jolt of a match. They have no, they think they want to go on dates, but they actually don't. The IG person is a version of that. The person who's asking for your IG kind of just wants to look at you forever. Like that is enough for them, as crazy as that sounds.
What do they get out of that?
It's a little bit masturbatory of like, oh, this person thinks I'm hot. I always know that. And they're there for when I may need them.
It's in the cabinet. They're on the roster.
They're on the roster. I can come back to them. This kind of puts you in a little bit of a holding pattern. A little bit.
Okay. So you're saying don't share the IG then.
You should never share IG. It is a...
Ever.
Ever. Okay. I think it is a... It is very... You, if your profile doesn't have enough pictures for them, then they don't really aren't looking to date. It's just again.
So, someone, you're right, of mind.
You're not shitting in the street. You have a good profile.
We're messaging on the dating app. You say to me, what's your Instagram? What do I say?
So here's what you're talking for a bit,
and then they're like, what's your Instagram?
You send them an Instagram handle of a male porn star. Okay?
Okay.
Because, These seem like extreme ideas.
Okay.
But we're looking for answers. Also, we're looking to be fun, flirty, available. So when you get too negative on these dating apps, it's not worth your time. If them asking for the IG handle annoys you, be unattracted. Leave them. Unmatched.
Be unattracted. Be unattractive. Fuck with them.
Well, my point is like, okay, you can let these people go. Don't fight a lost cause.
Yeah. Okay. You don't have to be like, well, I don't do that on principle because I don't want you having my Instagram and looking at it and masturbating to it and then never texting me. And I just don't want to like deal with that.
Try again.
Like, don't tell the truth.
Yeah, exactly. Don't tell the truth because the truth is you trying to teach someone who doesn't want to be taught. So if the conversation is but there's another scenario where the conversation is going so well. And then they go, give me your IG. And you go, you fucked up at the end. You know what I mean?
You're still trying to salvage it.
If you're looking to salvage it and you want to give this person retribution, I believe in retribution. I believe that people can right their ship. And especially, you're dealing with a dude. He's like, maybe she's in, he's a fucking idiot.
Okay.
It can happen. We've all made mistakes like that. You send him a handle of a male porn star.
Okay.
You write under it, how good am I at makeup? Okay?
Okay.
He's going to LOL or ha ha ha. And then your response to that is, I generally stay away from social media with people I've yet to meet. Take my number. I'd love to do drinks.
I love that. Love that. Positive. Nice. Positive. One more chance to salvage. If they push it, then you should be out. But you've let them fuck up. I love that answer.
You've given them a joke. You've joked it away. You've it's like the sorbet to change your palate. You did a little palate cleanse of his gross dickheadish maneuver.
Right.
And now you've given retribution and the ability to surprise you. But at that point, it's drinks or not. Again. Yeah. It either happens or it doesn't.
And if they, and if that doesn't work, you say, well, what's your social security number and bank PIN while we're sharing, trying to get more information about each other? Can you send me a copy of your 2020 tax returns? Because you're also in review.
Yeah. How much are you paying in rent and what do you make a year? Because I have things that I like to see. First.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's funny.
It feels like I've tried every trick in the book to get better sleep. Cutting out late night snacks, no TikTok before bed. But let's be real. I'm going to keep scrolling. What did elevate my bedtime routine? Upgrading my bedding to Bowl and Branch. And right now you can take 20% off their selection of buttery soft sheets, airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and so much more. Upgrade your bedding now and thank me later. I have the Bowl and Branch sheets. Other than being beautiful, they are so comfortable. They're hotel quality. You're going to sleep better. And here's the trick. Take your Bowl and Branch sheets, put them in the wash, then make the bed and get directly into that hot bed. You're going to have the best sleep of your life. Made from the rarest 100% organic cotton and completely free from toxins, it's easy to see why Bowl and Branch are loved by millions of sleepers. These best-selling sheets feel incredible on night one and get softer and softer for years to come. Bowl and Branch signature sheets come in 14 versatile colors in all sizes, from twin up to California King, and they offer a 30-night worry-free guarantee so you can wash, style, and sleep in their sheets for an entire month. If you don't love them, you can send them right back. Sleep better with the softest, most breathable bedding from Bowl and Branch. Get 15% off your order when you use promo code UUP at BowlandBranch.com. That's Bowl and Branch, BowlandBranch.com. Promo code UUP. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time. What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I've been to therapy for many years, and one of the benefits of having been to therapy is that I've learned to get to know myself better. And so I know just how much social interaction I can take before I need to revert back into my shell. So it's really helped me optimize the time that I have out and socializing with friends, and also helped me like know when it's time to just go home and be on my own. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/UUP today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/UUP.
All right, let's do another.
Okay.
Is it a turnoff to post too much on Insta? Does it look like you don't have a life?
I think this is very case dependent. I think some people, totally. It's funny, I think, and there's another question I think on there about like not posting at all. Like to some people, like posting too much is a turnoff. To some people, not posting at all is a turnoff. So just do whatever the fuck you want. And if there is a turnoff, you're not a match.
Yeah. Yeah. I totally agree. I kind of wrote down some things that turn me off that I've seen. Again, you're right, but I can't see who would be into this. So
you can't see anyone who likes people posting this, a lot.
Well, no. Posting a lot, I'm cool with. What I would want to see high level, like at 10,000 feet, if I was looking down, I want to, if you do two thumb scrolls of your account, that's 24 boxes. If there aren't six boxes of you having a fun time with your friends, it's just not a fun account.
So 25%.
Got to have 25% fun.
Okay. What would the rest be that would be a turnoff?
Well, you know, is it a flower? Is it a cat? You know, quotes? Is it captions? Is it, where's the fun? Is it
what
all?
What if you're going over the questions that a lot of people have been asking?
Yeah. I mean, someone would look at my account and they'd be like, where are your six? And it's like, you know, so also, are you a business or are you an aspiring business? There's some counts, if you're doing like promo codes before you can do promo codes, then I'm like, what's going on here? And if you're doing like there's this new thing where they find people with no following, but they group them all in. So they're like part
micro
of this,
influencers.
That stuff always kind of like looks a little off. You're like, it just looks like you're trying your best to never work again because you think influencing is not a job, which it is. I mean, it's not. I've posted up branded content before. It's not the easiest thing.
I think it's just awkward to watch someone do something that they're not good at, but they think they are in any sense. It's, to me, it's like someone posting those promo codes who doesn't have any following would be like, or has like no engagement or no actual like real followers, would be like watching someone play the guitar for you very badly. It's like a turnoff because they're like not an influencer or because they're bad at the guitar. It's that they think they're good.
What if they're trying to become a comedian and they're like, I'm posting every day because I want to it's content, but they have no following. Cause that happens too. I've been in that position where I'm posting every day looking for someone to like tag a friend.
Well, is it funny?
That's the point.
That's the question. That's what I'm saying. Then it becomes about self-awareness.
Totally. And it's, you know, they say no joke is offensive if it's funny.
Right.
Like, you know, like that's that's the caveat. I agree with that. Yeah. You know, and then people go, well, it's a joke. And it's like, well, your joke fucking sucks, dude.
Right.
You know, like,
it has to be. That's what we think about
funny
it too.
Funny first.
Like, if you're going to tell an offensive joke, I usually think to myself, is this funny enough?
Yes.
For the potential of the amount of people it could offend.
Yes.
And if the answer is no, then you shouldn't put it up.
Totally agree. Totally agree. I mean, so this is like a hard one. And I agree with what you said in the beginning wholeheartedly. It's someone will like it. Someone will not like it. You know, like whatever you do. But I do believe in my six boxes for every 24 should be fun.
Yes. And I also believe in sharing an appropriate amount, especially like given the following that you have, or like, I would say not oversharing.
Yeah, and if your account is one thing, if the whole account is your personal account, but it's all dedicated to like just the saddest cause in the world, I'm like, oh, I gotta get out of here. Give me a little light at the end of the
brevity.
Tunnel.
Right, yeah. Okay. BF doesn't post on IG anymore. Can I ask him to delete pics of his ex even though he's barely on? That's a great question.
It's a tough one because he's barely on it, so that means he doesn't care about it. So his response could be, it doesn't matter to me.
Right. You know, like, or I'm not I'm not thinking about it. But I think the thing is, if it makes you uncomfortable and it actually is pretty low lift for him to delete them, I would say you can ask.
You can definitely ask. It's very low lift. I mean, again, these are easier pieces of advice to give than it is to take. The advice is, hey, can you delete that picture of your ex? I know it shouldn't matter, but I see it on your page and it makes me feel like you're not with me. And that's just how I feel.
Right.
Like, that's an easy thing for me to tell people to say.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone's going to do that.
It's more about how, I think it's more about how, like, you could just say it makes, like, I know you don't use Instagram, but like all my friends, and I think it's okay to be a little vulnerable and come off a little insecure, because like this stems from being a little insecure, which is like fine. Totally. It's okay. I don't think we all have to pretend that we're extremely secure. You could say, I'm a little insecure about the fact that all my friends are on Instagram and they follow you and the only pictures are of your ex and they're not of me. And I get that you never post and it's kind of dumb, but like it would make me feel a little better if you just got rid of them.
That is a perfect thing to say. And it's, I also understand it's very hard to say.
Totally. Because because it sucks to sound like you, because you sound insecure.
Totally.
That's not hot. I get it.
Can I give another option?
Yeah.
Because it's in line with what you're saying, because it is about the friends. It's always about the friends. It's not about that you're not in a good relationship. It's about friends see this and I don't look like I'm with you.
Right.
Okay. So here's what you do. You blame it on a friend.
Yes.
When you come back one night, whatever, the next morning, whenever you bring this up, you say, you bring up a friend that you saw from years ago. Okay?
Okay.
And you say this, someone you see once, you'll never really see again. Ran into Amy, non-consequential person in your life that your boyfriend really could never meet that you can shit on.
Right.
Okay?
Okay.
So you go... ran into Amy. She asked who I was seeing, and then she looked you up. We ended up getting a drink, and then she looked you up, and she was like, she kept bringing up that your ex is in all these pictures, and asked like how long ago you were with your ex, and it really made me feel uncomfortable. And like this bitch, I hate that I'm even bringing this up, but fucking Amy made me feel so shitty. He should want to do that at that point.
Yeah. And I think it's honestly, it's not a big deal that this, because I think a lot of people have this where they literally are not, they're not on social media. And the last time, if you look at someone's like old Facebook profile pictures, they're probably with like exes, like, because no one updates that anymore. I think like it's the kind of thing where it's not a big deal if someone has it, but if you ask them, if you tell them it makes you uncomfortable and they won't remove it, to me, that's like a bigger, weirder.
They're making a mountain out of a molehill. Like,
right.
Like if you said, hey, I saw this girl, Stacy, we got drinks and I went to show her you and it's a picture of you and your girlfriend is like, you're like one scroll down. It was kind of embarrassing. It made me feel like shit. Do you mind like deleting those? At least it takes a little bit of the pressure off of you with bitch Amy.
Right. Exactly. You have a person to put it all on. Great advice.
Totally. Okay. Is it a red flag if someone doesn't have any social? Are they hiding somewhere? What do you think, Jordana?
I think it's kind of a turn on.
Turn on. See?
Turn on. Yes.
Yes.
I feel like usually like there's not, again, I always say like when I would look at someone's social, like the best thing that could happen is you sort of feel like, okay, like nothing, that you're not swayed either way. And the worst is that you're like completely turned off. Yeah. So I think like the less you have to almost like work with, the better.
Sure.
It's much easier to find something that will turn you off than will turn you on. Yeah. So I'm fine with it.
Yeah. When a woman has no social, I go, okay. Like there's no, what's going on here?
Right.
You know, like I think like I'm more interested in the story than I am. Like the reason matters more to me as a guy than there being no social.
What if the reason is like, I used to have Instagram and then I would spend a lot of time on there and I kind of felt like it didn't make me feel good. So I like deleted it.
Perfectly reasonable explanation. I think anyone can understand that.
Yeah.
You know, like, they wrote,
it's
are
like
they
something that I would admire that. I'd be like, I wish I had the courage.
Yeah, I think they ask, are they hiding somewhere? It is funny that I do believe like 95% of people who have like no social media have like a fake account that they're
okay
like
using to like to watch.
Yeah, they might not go on as much as you, but like they have like a password for their friend's account, or so they are hiding right. somewhere.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. I
the
didn't
idea
think of that.
That like they just don't exist on social media. Like, you're not 100% different than me. I'm on it 17 hours a day. You're not on it 0 hours.
So. Yeah, no, I agree. There's definitely people who like they're lurkers. They're not posting anything of their own.
Sure.
Which I'm fine. I'm actually fine with that too.
That's no way a turnoff.
I also think that's cool if like they're like, oh, I just use it to like stalk people, but I'm not trying to like show any part of my life, which is fine. That's
totally fine. I mean, I didn't have a solution for this, but I did say if as a hypothetical partner, they offer you more opportunities for accounts. So you can start accounts for them that their accounts become your lurker accounts.
Okay.
You know, I have
you're
a
like,
lot
oh,
of,
can I make you an Instagram so that I yeah. can follow your ex-girlfriends?
Totally. Like, like I have a lot of friends with wives where my friends' accounts are just their wives. You know, like it's right. like they somehow are utilizing their account for some other weird high school hatred they still have. You know,
are they posting their own anniversary posts, wives, yeah, on their
probably.
Husband's account?
I would assume. The guys You're look the, too good to be their own
running
post.
Those. That's great. Okay. What do you do if you hate your significant other's social media vibe, post too many stories, cringe IG captions?
Okay. My first thing is admit that this could be a reason you break up. Like right. admit that this could mean, you have to admit, if you're never willing to leave someone, then stop having problems with anything they do. Like,
right. You got to learn to love everything they, right.
You either you either go, this is who they are. And maybe you can like, say something like, I don't even know how you say tone it down
this
because it's like them.
Right. This is kind of like, this is your personality. This is who you are. And if you don't, yeah. I actually do kind of believe, and it's funny because this wasn't an issue that anyone had 30, 40 years ago of like how you show yourself on social is a part of who you are.
Totally.
It's a part of how it's almost like in some ways a more in-depth version of who you are because this is what you want the world to think of you.
I agree.
It's not just you. It's like, this is what I am curating.
Yeah. This is what I've thought to put out.
Right.
I put
yeah.
thought into this. So yeah, this is them that they're, and it's also them of what they think they are.
Exactly. Like that's what I'm saying. It's almost more important. Like this is who you think you are, what you think of yourself as is almost in some ways as important as like, who you are on the streets. Like it's a big part of your personality. So if you don't like that about them, I do think you might not like them to an extent.
It might not be your match.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm with you 100% on that. Like, and also people are cruise ships. They're not speedboats. So you can like a cruise ship has to start turning 10 miles away from where it wants to make a left. So,
right.
A speedboat can turn on a dime. So you can maybe get them to adjust their course a little, but if they're like captions are making you cringe every time, you're not going to get them to change the whole thing. They're not going to turn on a dime.
Totally. You could be like, you've got to stop with the weird like cat, you know, pictures
the
of your
one
cat.
Thing. There's one
sure,
thing you can, yeah.
But you can't be like, I need to give your whole social media presence and make it. It's kind of almost like the way they look too. It's like, you could encourage your partner to change like maybe like one thing about the way they look or the way they dress that will like, you know, maybe stop wearing those tank tops. Fine.
Totally.
One. But like you need to reevaluate your entire wardrobe. That's like part of who you are. You need to reevaluate, you know, like
everything here is just wrong. Like
trash.
That's what you're saying.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. It's like you don't actually like them. You cannot like a thing about them. But if you don't like the whole presence.
Yeah. It's a tough. That is a whole wardrobe. You can't change a whole wardrobe. You can't change a whole internet presence. Here's my stupid advice. You ready, Jordana?
Okay. I'm ready.
Okay. So If you think this about your if you hate your significant other's social media vibe, if you cringe at his posts, so do his friends. Their next birthday, you put together a roast. And
what a great way to solve your relationship problem.
Yeah. You don't have to tell them anymore. Every joke at the roast will be about their social media because that's what his friends or their friends are seeing. So right. If you want to see, if you want to not be the messenger, you have their friends, you say to the friends, hey, we're going to do a roast. You put them in a big chair and you have drinks and everything. You rent out a back room of a restaurant and one by one, everyone will make fun of specific posts of theirs.
What if their friends are posting the same kind of shit?
Then I get out of this fucking relationship because these
You're
people
are
in
a weird crew.
Yeah.
Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school, get smoothing you know where, and have straps that actually stay put. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support are guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a double A cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck between two cup sizes that don't fit. It's time to get your problem solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your order with code podcast15.
Okay. Does not following each other's social media mean it's strictly casual?
I would say I know very few married couples that don't follow each other on social media.
Okay. I know zero married couples that don't follow each other on social media. Okay. Do you know any engaged couples that don't follow each other on social media?
I do not know any engaged couples that don't follow each other.
Do you know any couples that have been together a year who don't follow each other on social media?
Not to my knowledge, no.
Me neither. Do you know any couples that have been together 6 months that don't follow each other on social
media? Maybe 6 months and aren't Facebook friends yet, but on Instagram, on anything they use regularly. They're following each other. Yes.
So 6 months. So 3 months, would they not follow each other on Instagram?
Not if they were like actually, I think, interested in continuing their relationship. I could see 3 months. I could see 3 months being max.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and even that's a little weird.
Yeah.
So, you know, the answer is if you don't follow each other on social media, is it strictly casual? Not if it's the first date, not if it's the second date, but if you're in month two,
I would say it's not serious. It's like not having, it's like, because it's funny. Like, do you have their email address? That's like that's a thing.
That's
like, would you think it would be weird? Could you be in a serious relationship with someone you don't have their email?
It is really funny. My dad does that all the time where he'll be like, do you know so-and-so? Like, he used to do this to me in high school. He'd be like, do you know blank? He'd give me a name because he knows their parents or something. I'll be like, okay. Oh, yeah, I know that person. Are you friends with them? I go, I don't know. And he goes, if you pass each other in the hallway, would you say hello? I was like, that doesn't make me a friend with someone.
Right.
Like, that doesn't like.
Makes me like a non-monster.
Yeah. I nod. What about a nod? You know, so these are the kind of things that we're kind of asking with the social media, the sad reality, or I don't even think it's sad. The reality is there's a life being lived online that you are being excluded from.
Why? Exactly. Right.
Why are you being excluded? I would say because they don't want to have to answer to you when they post on their stories and they told you they're busy.
Right. Which is fine for dates 1 through 5.
And a little bit more difficult month 6.
Yes, I would say. A little more difficult if you're married.
Yeah.
You know.
What were you doing last night? Oh, I'm sorry, I'm busy. Well, can you come home and take care of the kid?
Right. I don't know. I haven't seen your
request.
Can you accept my friend request? Wow.
Okay.
Weird to remove a follower/stop following if it doesn't work out. I don't want them seeing my life.
So this is one of those. So there's this TikTok trend where someone will be like, say the most uncomfortable thing that you've ever said. And they'll go, I'll go first. So people take, say the most comfortable. And then it goes on and on and on. Everyone responds. And some of them go viral. This is like one of those to me. Say the thing, say the most healthy thing you can do with your life. And to me, the most healthy thing you can do with your life is to unsubscribe and remove the people that you are done dating and have no plan for seeing in the future.
Totally, totally agree.
It is so underrated.
I think that's the best thing you could possibly do for your mental health.
Totally.
I think there's nothing worse for your mental health if you are trying to, especially if you're trying to like move on from someone, whether it's two dates that didn't work out or 3 months or 6 months or 2 years or your ex-husband. I think like the worst thing for trying to move on from someone is seeing constant reminders of them, whether that's their stories or seeing them as a handle that watched your stories or any of that shit.
And I think what the reason people don't do it is they're fearful of a monster that isn't as scary as they have convinced themselves it to be.
What's the monster?
So the monster is this person's going to yell at me for doing this. This person's going to get mad at me. They're going to think that I'm the crazy one. But Jordana, you and I could play this out right now. Let's say we dated and I'm on Instagram. I removed you as a follower and I blocked you.
Okay.
What would you do? What could you hypothetically say to me? What would be the thing that you would say to me? Like,
let's say I didn't realize we were so like, here's what I've heard. I didn't realize like this, like you were so mad at me, or I didn't realize like that we were not cool.
It's truly not that I'm mad. It's just for my own mental health. It's really hard for me to see any ex. It's really hard for me to see anyone that I've been physical with. It's really hard for me to see anyone that I've had a connection with after the fact, because I tend to either go back or see things that I don't really, that aren't really there. You got to be vulnerable, but your answer to that, that answer to me is perfectly reasonable.
Great answer. Yeah.
You know, however it is, you know, the people I've connected with in the past.
Even if you're the one that broke up with them.
Totally. Absolutely. Right. Like, and it is the most unhealthy thing that we hold on to right now. We're all kind of doing it. Like, everyone has someone that they're like, I should just unfollow. But they're holding on to it because they don't want to look like the bad guy, or they don't want to look crazy, or they don't look like they care too much, you know?
Right. Or there's a sense of, I think it's also like therapeutic, because there's a sense of like, oh, we're still following each other. Maybe there's still a like potential chance for a reconciliation, or maybe we'll see each other again, or maybe we'll hook up with each other. It's kind of like getting rid of your ex's shit in your apartment. Like,
yeah,
you're kind of like closing the door digitally on this person.
Totally. And it's way healthier. And it might hurt the other person's feelings, but it's not about their feelings. And I assure you, they'll come to appreciate it, even if they don't know it yet.
Exactly, because it'll be easier for them if you block them.
I think if we all did this, we'd be a lot happier society.
Completely. I don't think that we as humans were meant to see constant reminders of people that turned us down. Yes.
Yeah. Either or the like one that got away versus the one, you know.
Right.
And what happens is a lot of people end up being fooled to believe that someone, just because they see him on social media, that maybe we should try again.
Just because he broke up, but he doesn't want to date me, but he watches my stories, or he doesn't want to date me, but he'll respond to my stories or comment on my posts. Like, that's bad for, you think it's like, not, you think it's like, it's flattering in a way, because you're like, oh, sure, like this person is still noticing and paying attention. I'm still getting the attention of it. Like, they're into me still, but it's actually so much worse for you.
And it gets misunderstood as effort. Like,
exactly.
An Instagram story is not effort. Looking at you on Instagram story is not effort. They look at you every day and they still don't ask you out. You know, like,
exactly.
So there's your fucking answer.
Yeah.
So let's do one more. We got one more left.
I'm ready. Okay.
Okay. This has been great. These quick hit questions. If you're not following the U Up Podcast Instagram account, you're wrong. At U Up Pod, so that you can send in your questions next time we do a quick hit episode. Don't we love these, Jordana? I think we're solving everything.
I think they're so great.
Exclusive relationship, but he follows new girls on Insta every day. Is he cheating?
I don't necessarily think he's cheating. I do think there's like a lot of men who just can't help but press the follow button on every hot Instagram model that like passes them in the digital hallway. Like, I don't understand the urge. I see it so many men. Is it a compulsion? I just don't understand like why they need to do that.
It's hard to admit because here's the rub. Okay.
Okay.
It would be easier if some Instagram models just called themselves softcore porn stars. Like,
right. Well, it would be easier for us in an argument with a man.
Well, it would be easier for the man in the argument.
No, it'd be easier for us to be like, why are you following this softcore porn star? As opposed to like, why are you following this, you know, influencer? And you could be like, well, you know, her fitness routine is just the...
Jordana, come on. Come on. I think softcore porn star would make it easier on these relationships. At least it is a stated, I am here for the masturbation. Like, at least it is... Because when there was softcore porn,
Then create a fake account to follow all those people.
Well, then you find that account. Right. Things are great. You know, but I'm just saying, when these people were called soft... Like, there used to be this segment of porn called softcore porn where it was like... It wasn't like you were trying to, like, watch two people fuck, but it was like, okay, it was like the Victoria's Secret magazine.
Right.
It was you know what I mean? Like, it was like, it was in the toilet and in the bathroom and in a special
GQ.
Box.
GQ.
Whatever it is. So... Okay. That used to exist. Now there's nobody calls themselves what it is. So they're like these accounts where it's like, oh, I like, you know, like that men follow. Like, I think the follower numbers matter here. So if it's a person with 100,000, 500,000, whatever they're 1 million, you go, that's him living in a fantasy. That's a fantasy follow.
I'm okay with a fantasy follow, but Instagram is a public platform.
Sure.
That is my issue with that. It's like a fantasy is fine. Like, if you have back in the day, if you got like a porn magazine that was under your bed in your bedroom,
fair.
Fine. You're not like rolling around, like, you know what I mean? It's not like anyone, you're not like shoving it in people's faces or have a framed picture of it in your house. Like,
and I do agree that you could just search that name, but then. You ever like go to your search bar
and you write in a name
and then they see the last 20 people you've searched? You know, like, where's the line? Where can you get mad versus where? Like, if a guy's searching out this Instagram model with 700,000 followers, you can't be upset that they searched them out if they're just saying, well, I'm searching them out because I don't want to follow them because it's a public. I don't want to be public with that because as a respect to you. Right.
Right. Yeah, then I would say, like, that's fine. I'm okay with that.
So that works. But I'm saying, I think if they're following, like, the way they wrote this exclusive relationship, but he follows new girls on Insta every day, that is not him. They're not even talking about models. To me.
Right. If that's, like, new girls I met out, that's a bad sign.
That's a bad sign. She says, is he cheating? He might not be cheating, but what a lot of guys do is they set themselves up for when they're out of the relationship. So he's browsing. He is looking. He's at the ice cream shop holding you in a cone in his left hand while taking taste tests with his right hand. And the taste tests don't have to be making out. They don't have to be dates. It can just be looking and sending out the vibe of like, hey, I'm following. Just being friendly here.
Right.
So I do think it is a problem. If you see new people every day, he's setting himself up. He's, you know, if you call Instagram a bar, you're both at the bar and he's talking to other women.
Yeah. And I think you have how would you direct that if you were if you were dating someone, well, I guess it wouldn't work. If you were a woman dating a man and he was following new women every day.
Yeah.
What would you say?
Do you want my solution? Because I do have a, yeah, I have some
hear
ideas.
The solution.
Okay. Okay. So here's what you do. You get the last 10 names. You memorize them.
Okay.
Okay. And you start bringing up in conversation your new friend that you met. Oh, I was at the gym class. I met this new girl. I'm going to go for drinks with her. Her name is, you know, Sandy Berkowitz. And okay. You go, and you'll just see him freeze. He'll be like, who? Yeah.
And you'd be like, oh, I actually just looked up her up on Instagram and you're friends with her. How do you guys know each other?
How do you know each other? Yeah. Oh, you know, or you even go slower. Just go. You just keep dropping these names in conversation and just see if he responds. And oh, yeah, I was with Lisa Bergstein the other night.
Bergstein, a witch. A witch.
And I was with, you know, the Lauren.
I have a new book club. It's with, you know,
and just
Sexy
see,
Girl 99.
Yeah, yeah. Just see how he keeps responding. And yeah. Just, and then at some point, how do you know all these people? How do you know all these people?
Boom.
Boom.
Pot. Jared Fried Private Detective Agency.
And then you have them all written down on a piece of paper and you write and you slide it to him with a pen and you say, write down the nature of the relationships with each of these women.
Oh, my God. I'm imagining someone like in an actual interrogation room.
That's all you got. Well, listen, if you haven't
give us the date you started following them. What prompted the follow?
Yeah.
Like,
is it high school? Hold high right. school friend? That's a good explanation. Is it? Oh, so I met them at a bar? That's not a good explanation.
You were
Why would you
for,
follow?
You were looking for a good chocolate chip cookie recipe?
Listen, he could write next to each one of those 10 women a good reason. You're giving him the opportunity to.
Yeah, this all sounds like a great basis for a healthy relationship.
Yeah,
yeah,
or you break
I do
up
feel
with
like.
Him before. Yeah,
I do feel like there's a lot of men who follow like a lot of, like you said, softcore porn type model accounts. And I
That's
get what you're saying.
Different.
It's easier logistically for them. Fine.
Yes.
But like, I just think it's unnecessary. It's like watching. Why watch porn on the laptop that you're showing your kids Netflix? You're putting Netflix.
I gotta get two. I gotta get two laptops.
You gotta get two laptops.
Being a parent is expensive.
That's what I'm saying. I think like to go an extra mile to be a little private with your weird shit
sure.
is like respectful.
Yeah, make another account. Just be like, hey, make another account that I don't know about. I don't know. The other account one is what women don't like that either.
Don't have any followers, but you can follow others.
Listen, I think we solved all of social media and dating, Jordana. We did it again.
Agreed.
If you're listening right now, you like this show, you should share it. Let someone know. Let a friend, a coworker, a brother, a sister, a mama, a papa. If they're new to the dating world, they're out of a relationship, this is the perfect gift for them. Consider it your end of summer gift to them.
Yes, you're welcome. Rate, review, and subscribe. We'll see you on Sunday. Bye.
You Up is produced by Sean Kilby and Jorge Morales Pico. Editing by Sean Kilby. Social media by Maddie Paul. Guest booking by Nicole Pellegrino. Be sure to follow at You Up Pod on Instagram and Twitter. And send us your emails to youup@betches.com. Betches.